Hi, this week our study is a continuation of what we studied last week, and we're interested in a statement made by the Apostle Paul. Listen carefully as I read Acts chapter 26, verses 27 through 29. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do believe. Then Agrippa said to Paul, you almost persuade me to become a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only you, but also all who hear me today, might become both almost and altogether such as I am, except for these chains. In other words, the Apostle Paul said he wished that everyone was just like him, except for the chains that bound him in prison. Now, question, if the Apostle got his wish, what would you expect to see? Would you expect different churches and different teachings? Would you expect to see different ways of being saved and different ways of worshiping God? No, this is not what you would expect. If everyone was like the Apostle Paul, you would expect that all churches everywhere would be teaching the same thing, worshiping in the same way, teaching only one way of salvation. You would not expect to see all the confusion and division in religion like you see today. When Paul made his wish, he was only saying what Jesus had previously prayed for. Do you realize this? Yes, Jesus wanted all his disciples to be just alike. He did not want there to be any division. Listen to the Lord as he prays to his Father in John 17, verses 20 through 23. Jesus said, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one, just as we are one. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfect in one, that the world may know that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Now this idea of one right church, one book, one plan of salvation, this is very disturbing to many. But the Bible is truth. In John 17, verse 17, Jesus said, sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Truth is very narrow. Truth does not give several choices. Because of the narrowness of truth, we should not be surprised that the Bible teaches there's only one God, 1 Corinthians 8, verses 5 through 6. There's only one Savior, John 14, verse 6. There's only one book to go by, Revelation 22, verses 18 and 19. Many will agree on these points, but the idea of one church is more than most people can tolerate. However, the Bible teaches one church just as surely as it teaches one God. In 1 Corinthians 1, verse 10, the Apostle Paul writes, now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. This passage was written by Paul. He's the one who wished that everyone was just like he was. He wanted all the church members to be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. He did not tell the church, if you can't agree on what to teach or how to worship or what should be done, then the ones who disagree should pull away and start their own group, and they can go to heaven another way. There was no such talk as this. He gave no suggestion to start new churches. Instead, the apostle gave instructions on how to maintain unity, 1 Corinthians 12. Furthermore, he taught that we are to withdraw from those who cause division. In Romans chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, the apostle writes, now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. The Apostle Paul wished everyone would be just like him. For this to occur, we must reject all human philosophies and man-made religious ideas and accept only New Testament teachings. In Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, "These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men." My friend, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, you need to be. This is what the Bible is teaching, and we're not saying this to be arrogant or mean-spirited. This is simply information that you need to be aware of because it's what the Bible teaches. Well, thanks for listening to our message this week. We invite you to visit our website at www.willofthelord.com. That's www.willofthelord.com. At our website, you may download the notes and the audio file of the message you just listened to. We invite you to call again next week when we consider a new subject on Bible Talk.